If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Much you could say.
Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks.
We cover them all.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station.
Sports Radio 670 The Score.
WSCR and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It's just before 3 o'clock, and from the Score Update Studio, I'm David Schuster with a scoreboard update. We're broadcasting live from Wrigley Field this afternoon, where the Cubs have just added some insurance runs. They put up a 3-spot here in the bottom half of the 8th inning. They now lead the Cardinals 6-2. This is the first of a day-night doubleheader. Dexter Fowler with an RBI double in this frame, and Anthony Rizzo with a 2-run shot. And speaking of Rizzo, he's going to the All-Star game again, and he talks about being voted in by his fellow players.
It's a great honor to get that from the players. You know, you grind for your team all year long, and you watch what other guys do from afar, and you see them play. Maybe you don't see what they have to offer that day or whatnot, but we see each other with all the coverage of baseball all the time. So to be able, you know, for the players to vote me in is really special.
And meanwhile, Jake Arrieta is in line for the victory. That would be his 9th on the season. He went 6 2/3 innings this afternoon. He allowed 7 hits, both runs earned, couple of walks with 4 strikeouts. Again, the Cubs lead this first of a day-night doubleheader. It's 6-2, bottom half of the 8th inning. Then coming up later this evening, it will be Game 2. Dallas Buehler going against Tim Cooney. The Blue Jays and the White Sox also this evening. The Sox have won 5 of their last 6. They'll have Jose Quintana on the mound. He'll be going against Felix Dubront. And one other game in progress in the American League. It's Tampa Bay and Kansas City. They're 4 apiece. That game is now in the 6th inning. In pro basketball, it looks like a trade is going down between Golden State and Boston. The Warriors will send forward David Lee to the Celtics for forward Gerald Wallace. Kevin Garnett will play on. He will resign a 2-year deal to continue on in Minnesota. And the T-Wolves have also signed their top pick, Carl Anthony Towns, to a 3-year, $15 million deal. It's not official, but Aaron Brooks will be back with the Bulls on a 1-year deal. He averaged almost 12 points per season last year. In hockey, the Blackhawks have re-signed defenseman Trevor Van Riemsdyk, and in pro football, former NFL quarterback Donovan McNabb arrested and charged with DUI out in Arizona. Chicago Gateway Green is hosting its 10th annual Gaming for Green Poker Tournament, and Casino Night is coming up on Thursday, July 16th at Galleria Marchetti in Chicago. The event will be hosted by The Score's Matt Spiegel, and for more information and to purchase tickets, visit gatewaygreen.org. This scoreboard update brought to you by Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in Wilmette. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Our next broadcast here on The Score later this evening, the Sox hosting the Blue Jays, and it begins with Chris Ronji's pregame show at 6:35. It's all right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, also 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
The Les Grobstein from last overnight, when you're talking about in its entirety of the number of things completely wrong.
R&R, of course. Absolutely. Rock and roll. R&R. More rest and records.
Radio from a different planet is available right wow. here.
Did you ever see 78s? They go faster. 78 rings, RPS, rings per second.
That makes sense.
It's just not broadcast from this planet.
Yes, some things that are said that I think
it's
are
just
some,
not here.
In some kind of code for an alien race that is hearing it at a different frequency.
The guy with the eye on top of his head is the one who loves this show.
Who would you take to go to the Blackhawks? I mean, to the Aaron Rodgers. Who would you take to go Sox off any roster. I don't tell the Cubs off any roster.
Nodding along like, sure, sure.
Yeah.
Chronic traumatic enecopathy and enecolapathy. Basically, kind of an Alzheimer's or type thing.
Rock what? And roll and rest and records and...
Sound like Dennis Green. He's not what he thought when we thought he would be. The Bears are what we thought they would be, whatever.
Nodding along and understanding absolutely every bit of it.
Radio from a different planet.
RPS rings per second.
Boars and Bernstein. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The
score. That's a score classic in case you missed any of that yesterday. Not us, Les. That is really, I think there are only two people that understand it, and I suppose they would fit in the same category. People from a different planet would understand what he's talking about.
Oh, he's huge on other planets.
And the clay people get it.
I love it.
They get it.
Yep.
They
call.
Understand R&R. To them, that's resting records. That comes right to mind. What's that R&R thing?
Rings per second. Yep.
Rings per second.
Yes, indeed. So the Bulls have put the band back together, and the final piece apparently is Aaron Brooks. Lincoln Square Samurai says, watching the rest of the East get better just makes me more angry at Derrick Rose for disappearing in the last two games of the Cavs series. If he couldn't see that they had a 1-in-a-million opportunity to get past LeBron, how well does that bode for next season? He had the best possible motivation to put aside any problems with the coaching staff or Jimmy Butler, and he squandered it. Welcome to NBA hell. Yes, that's where you are.
Yeah, and you just, I mean, you know, you could at least, I just don't get the Dunleavy thing. I don't, and I guess you just ran out of money, so Aaron Brooks looks good to you. I mean, I just get sort of used to that position changing every year, particularly if you're bad at it. So, yeah, I think that as a Bulls fan, and somebody who enjoys the games when they're really, really good, there's nothing better. It's just not. You can hold, if you want to hold these hopes, I don't know what's wrong with you, but I think that's what we're looking at. And the Dunleavy signing was puzzling to me at the time. It remains puzzling to me right now. I don't care if he wants to go to the Cavs. Go to the Cavs. Okay. I mean, they'll find somebody else who'll shoot open threes, by the way. It won't have to be you. But if you want to stay here and make a lot of money like Chicago, okay, that's fine. But what good does that do the Bulls when you got a guy sitting over there desperately needs minutes? What do you do with that?
Maybe they just think he sucks and they're resigned to their fate after the game. That he doesn't. He's going to be no good.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, but the sanguine or out there, the 815, says, that's my issue. It is fair to project Nikola as a borderline all-star. It is fair to assume Jimmy Butler will get better. It is fair to assume that Hoiberg will bring some improvements over Thibodeau in minutes, lineups, flexibility. I'm not saying they're Eastern Conference favorites, but Jesus, man, it's not that bad. It is, though, because even if all those things are true, you have a 0% chance of winning the championship.
It is that bad, though. Yeah. The idea isn't to be entertained. It's to win. This team isn't. You know, you spent a lot of money on this team. You spent a lot of money on the guy you drafted. You spent a lot of money on Jimmy. You got Joakim Noah the last year. But what was it? $13.6 million. I mean, yeah, the rest of them you got sort of cheap. Gasol's a good deal for you. But that's not it. The idea isn't. That, hey, you know what? That'd be okay. Well, okay is not good. That's not what you want.
You can't just be the same movie isn't enough.
Yeah, okay isn't. Yeah, that's not. If you say to yourself, well, the Bulls last year, I think most people that I talk to say they're okay. Yeah. And what in the end does that get you if they're okay again? How are they going to be better than okay? That pie in the sky stuff about Mirotić. I saw two different players. I saw him when he was wide open. He can certainly shoot. But in the playoffs, when the going was tough, when people were coming out to get him, when they had scouted him and said, oh, no, you're not going to do that. You're not going to do that. And it didn't make any difference. It was a big that was coming out to get him or a 6'5 guy, whatever was coming out to get him.
Whoever was closing out was closing out.
He was closing out. And he wasn't hitting. And when he isn't, what else did he do for you, by the way, during the playoffs? What was his total numbers?
Oh, don't make me look. I'll feel bad.
So please, don't tell me that, maybe. You know, he looked it for a month. There's a lot of guys in the history of the NBA that have looked like something for a month. A lot of guys. I've got to see it when the games matter. And I think that everybody who watches this team had to be a little disappointed in what he did. And he's not a kid. He's not a raw rookie that's coming in here. He's played a long time to have that kind of playoff series where, somebody's coming. I just didn't see anything from him against a team that, to me, was susceptible to being beaten.
That was it. That was your shot.
Yeah, and I thought now, that was your shot.
Now they have a chance to heal up, and now they have a chance to improve their roster, and you're going to try with the same group and hope that because there's another guy in charge, all of a sudden it gets better. You know, if you like that, I can't tell you not to, I guess, I don't know.
I don't want to dissuade your Bulls love. I just want you to keep it under control a little bit.
If that's what entertains you of a whole winter of Stacey King's catchphrases and everybody excited and kaboom and there's a little man with big man moves, but that's not the business they're in.
No, it's not.
And I understand that night that you're at the game and they're playing somebody and you're excited and you know, they'll probably beat the Cavaliers in December. It's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
They've always been a good regular season team, but those games don't count as much.
Yeah, I'm just lacking on a fundamental thing called enthusiasm. I just don't have it. I understand they're going to play the season whether we want them to or not. And I understand pretty well what they are. And if Fred Hoiberg, maybe he's the magician. Maybe he's the one that, because if he does anything with this, then he could go.